Here's what happened to Specialist Jeremiah Sullivan after his recent return from Iraq. As he and his fiancée were on their way home from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, they stopped at a gas station and were abruptly surrounded by guys on motorcycles who were gathered to welcome the soldier home. The event was planned by the Patriot Guard Riders, a grassroots group that just keeps growing. Here's NPR senior correspondent Ketzel Levine.
Do we have some new folks today?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome.
At a glance, they all look pretty similar, let us say unkempt. Jeans, boots, leather vests pinned with medals, bandanas they call do-rags when worn on their heads. But ask the guy whose ride handle is Reeps, the one with the handlebar-like mustache, and he'll tell you that looks are about all these people have in common.
If you had to sit this group down and if you started having meetings and forming into a club, 90% of these people wouldn't even be here. Because you'd never agree on anything because we're so far different on values, principles, anything else. But this one thing, this one time, today, we're here and we get along.
Let's do our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Go ahead, Zopa. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
It's not mandatory for Patriot Guard riders to start their missions with a Pledge of Allegiance. That's just how the PGR does it here in Oregon. But no matter where they gather and what their ritual, the intent is indivisible, supporting military families and honoring those who've served. Over the last year, with a website and a deep sense of gratitude, 61,000 strangers have come together to do works of goodwill. Homecomings, vet hospital visits, even house painting. Sadly, though, their chief mission, done only with family approval, is to attend the funerals of military personnel.
My name's B.J. Jones. I am the Southern Oregon Regional Ride Captain for the Patriot Guard Riders.
Since you joined the Patriot Guard Riders, how many funerals have you been to?
17.
And how do you know that there have been 17? Do you count?
Yes. I have a set of dog tags, and I have 17 dog tags right now. I carry them on my motorcycle. They ride with me everywhere I go.
B.J. Jones is only a year out of the military and very much at home in the Patriot Guard Riders, whose volunteer works are called missions and whose ranks are dominated by vets. For a great number of them, including B.J. Jones, the PGR seems like a gift, a place to belong and to matter, particularly during missions like homecomings.
We did one very recently for a Marine that came back and shook his hand and said thank you for his service, and we left him utterly speechless because he wasn't expecting this. Everybody's been drilled that it's going to be another Vietnam type thing. You're going to come home and there's not going to be anybody for you.
The Vietnam era vets were never thanked for their service.
59-year-old veteran Jeff Brown is the founder of the Patriot Guard Riders.
They were called baby killers. They were spit on. They were warned not to wear their uniform off base. We have vowed never again.
Redressing that wrong was not the reason Jeff Brown created the PGR. Even he's been surprised by what its missions mean to Vietnam vets. His original goal was to insulate grieving military families from the protests of a Topeka, Kansas church group. A year later, he is the executive director of a massive organization that welcomes all comers.
You don't have to support the war to be a PGR member. You don't even have to ride a motorcycle. Probably 35-40% of our members are not veterans. All that we require is that you have a true respect for those men and women that are putting their lives on the line in service to our country.
One of those who served is PGR member Rich Linden.
I'm going to take you down here where most of the amputees are.
Most weekday mornings, he visits badly wounded soldiers here in D.C. at Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
Yeah, you know, one or two a day. It's about all I can handle.
The sadness of seeing his own young troops maimed and killed is still pretty close to the surface for Master Sergeant Linden. He, too, was sent home from Iraq wounded, then rehabilitated here at Walter Reed, only the second military hospital in the country allowing visits from Patriot Guard riders.
This was my war. I was there. This kid coming back, I might have passed somewhere. I might have trained them somewhere. I might have shared a beer in a VFW lodge with them somewhere. It's an honor.
Does anybody have an extra flag?
While these Oregon PGR members prepare for today's mission, honoring a Korean War vet who died a natural death, You'll hear a lot of teasing and see a lot of hugging, but you won't hear a word about politics. You will not find out whether most of these people are Republicans or Democrats, or for or against the war in Iraq. And if you ask a bejeweled biker with the ride handle Epic Woman what she gets out of the PGR, she'll turn the question on you.
Can you stand and hold a flag? Can you hold a flag and just think about one person for a few minutes out of your life? And I promise you'll change. Your life will be absolutely changed.
Judging from the mountains of messages received and posted at the PGR website, patriotguard.org, lives are certainly being touched and sweetened and mourned. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
And at NPR.org, BJ Jones describes a difficult moment during a recent Patriot Guard writer's mission.